founder of Hope Givers, goes before India's Supreme Court. Despite difficulties, Christians in Nepal are reaching out to share the gospel, and a milestone in cardiology boosts ministry for AMG. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the founder of Hope Givers International, M.A. Thomas, went before the Supreme Court today in India, the organization's president, Samuel Thomas, remains jailed. He awaits his turn in court. Hope Givers Bill Bray says the junior Thomas has a few more obstacles to overcome before he can go before the Supreme Court.
Dr. Samuel Thomas goes before the local court in Kota for the last time on the 24th. If they refuse bail for him and our other prisoners, they'll go to the high court. And if they're refused there, then they can go up to the Supreme Court.
Bray says this is a big breakthrough, but the story behind the story is that the gospel is being presented to influential leaders. The Hope Givers U.S. Board of Directors helped do just that while visiting.
There was no door that was not open to them. They were able to meet with the RSS and two or three Muslim leaders. It was quite an exciting opportunity to witness and explain our side.
Next, Nepal is boiling with political upheaval. Thousands have flooded the streets protesting the government of King Gyanendra. Security forces opened fire on the crowds, killing several people. Reports out of Nepal indicate that Christians are getting involved, not to protest, but to provide first aid treatment to casualty victims. Despite the risks, they're focused on sharing the gospel any way they can. Pray that God will use his people as a force for peace in the midst of turmoil in Nepal. You're listening to Mission Network News. The ION Network's board has approved a new ministry partnership in Colombia and the development of a new ministry relationship in Kenya. The agreement now expands outreach to a rural slum school and covers a children's home in a remote area of the country. In Kenya, the board also agreed to foster relationships with the local leader of the Youngsters for Christ team. The ministry focuses youth discipleship and would be the first ION Network ministry in Kenya. Meanwhile, patient teaching is seeing results in Papua New Guinea. New Tribe's Rich Foster is part of a team working with the Bena Bena tribe. Up till now, the people group's concept of Christianity has been a system of do's and don'ts added to animism. He says they've been working to correct that thinking.
To the best of our knowledge, they've never really received the gospel before. They've been very missionized, but not really evangelized. We've been teaching chronologically and finished up just a couple weeks ago, going through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And we had about a dozen people respond and give positive affirmation that their trust is in Christ.
With the new growth, Foster explains discipleship is the next big step.
We are going to continue on translating the New Testament, and we are going to then take these believers and take them through, starting in the book of Acts, and take them through Acts and then the rest of the New Testament, establishing them in a walk, a relationship with God.
And AMG International is breaking new ground. AMG's Paul Jenks says their hospital partner in Thessalonica, Greece, just debuted the first ever human implant of the World Heart Rotary VAD, the only heart pump of its kind in clinical trials.
This is a mechanical device that is put into the ventricle of a patient's heart, generally a patient that has a prognosis that is very grim. And this is kind of a last effort to transplant a mechanism that will give that person new life.
Jenks says that begs the question, why open heart surgery in a hospital in Greece for a mission agency?
St. Luke's Hospital is able to not only bring cutting-edge technology, but also every day the patients are confronted with the gospel. Christians feel encouraged because there's an evangelical hospital operating there that gives their position credibility.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.